Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
The members of the Black Business Space online community have come together in a unified effort to build our brands, our businesses, and connect with you in a beneficial manner. So we're taking the show on the road. We're packing our bags, filling them with UNITY, Unity, and through the BBS Value Tour, we're bringing the value of community to a city near you. First stop, New York, for the product launch of the Lockdown by inventor and BBS member DeShalimar, May 10, 2008, at the National Black Theater. Next stop, the 4th Annual Los Angeles Black Book Expo on June 14th. Family, friends, and business community, please join in. Commitment, honor, value, courtesy. Just a gentle reminder about the way to do business and to treat one another. For more information, visit us online at www.bbsvaluetour.com or call us toll-free 1-888-846-9811.
College and get a good job. But all it seems that college did was just prepare us to get a good job. To be caught up in life's rat race, the hustle and bustle of hustling another dollar for profit, in which another profits. And by next payday, purses and wallets are filled with links. And dream catchers become dream passers, allowing dreams to pass through clenched hands filled with sand, blowing along the winds of time for another's hands to grasp. See, because we are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. We are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. Because we have been led to believe that dreams provide empty stomach, shattered hearts, and broken promises on misses on opportunity for good job stability. Taught that fulfilling your dream comes on a wing and a prayer, but dare not become a lazy worker. Life becomes consumed by 10-hour work days, paid not your worth and wage, trapped in cubicle box like cage, trying to fit the standards of corporate America. And when you're all used up, they get rid of you, only to be faced with the dream you left on the shelf, not listening to self on how to make it work, but being influenced by other people's words, penetrating your psyche, believing that they're your own thoughts of. All life is about is just going to work. Work without a purpose is superfluous. You not fulfilling your dreams is cursing the ancestors, because their life lives on through you. And your dream is a piece of the puzzle to be construed, not concealed, but to be shared with all so that truth may be revealed. So get up off your butt and chase your dream. Get up off your butt and catch your dream. The illusion of life is not what it seems, and success comes with the attempt of your dream. So dream. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Oh,
I'm ready. Are you? This is the Media Mix Live Pure Tea Marketing Madness here on Master Griot Radio. Master Griot Radio is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association Radio Live. And today, the question is, what makes a marketing mix great? And the answer, sports. Today, we welcome e-publicist Arlena. And Arlena is going to talk to us today about sports marketing and breaking into the industry. How do you get into the industry? And how does you relate the sports marketing to the publicity and PR? And as a black woman, what are the hurdles you may have to overcome to get into the industry? So we're here talking about sports marketing, and we're going to welcome my special guest today, Arlena, the e-publicist. Hi, Arlena.
Wow. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
Well, today I'm authentic.
All right.
Okay, so I am real today.
All right, really real.
That's really real, because I'm real every day, but I'm really real today for your listeners.
Okay. So we're here for a real talk. We want to break it down, keep it real, and keep it authentic.
Okay.
So our first question that we propose to all of our guests, to make our whole conversation valid, we want to get to know you. So who is Arlena?
Well, Jacqueline, I'm very proud to say that I'm a native of Moss Point, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from Southern Methodist University with a degree in economics. I am a two-time chief operating officer of Black Athlete Sports Network, headquartered in New York, blackathlete.com. And I worked for 5 years in corporate America for Arthur D. Little, Inc. It is the oldest management and technology consulting firm in the world. I'm single, no children. I reside in Houston with my cute, adorable, smart little silky terrier named Polo, and his nickname is Papa. My personal mottos are, say it and make it so. And after Maya Angelou, when people show you who they are, believe them. That's Arlena in a nutshell.
I'm sorry, Arlena. I apologize. The system
okay.
Moved us out accidentally, so I was speaking and no one heard me.
Okay.
So, as I was saying to myself, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I was talking. No one could hear me. We got muted out for a moment there.
Okay. Lost the connection.
No, it just muted. It just muted out. So, you
okay.
know, we're still on. It just muted out. But as I was stating, we've gotten to know Arlena. As she stated, Arlena in a nutshell. And hailing from Houston, Mississippi, residing in Houston. And you have proven that you have the knowledge and experience to make this conversation valid. So my next question would be, you know, why the specialty of sports marketing? Are you a sports fanatic?
No, I'm not. And to be successful in the business, you really don't have to be. I was writing Society News in Houston, decided that I wanted to leave corporate America, and launched the Arlena Richardson Agency focusing on fashion. And Houston isn't a hub for fashion, and I wasn't necessarily prospering by utilizing my public relations skills, acquired through volunteer work, by the way, because I'm a trained, I am a trained economist. And knew Patsy Moon, Warren Moon's sister, and leveraged that relationship into making contact with some professional athletes, specifically Bubba McDowell, who is a former strong safety with the Oilers. And he's the one who gave me an opportunity. I call him my guinea pig to test my skills when it comes to sports marketing, specifically marketing pro athletes. I needed to make money. And in Houston, professional athletes are about as close to celebrities as you get in terms of what the service that I wanted to provide that's being provided on the East Coast and the West Coast and places like Miami. Because I'm a publicist, and there is a difference between being a publicist versus being a public relations professional.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why I broke into it, because I wanted to remain an entrepreneur. But at the same time, I had to find a way to make it work in terms of being profitable. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't interested in corporate PR. I had volunteered, tested the waters with political PR.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't necessarily interested in seeking a job with a professional sports organization. I wanted to remain an entrepreneur, utilize the skills and talents that I had gained at Arthur D. Little, and provide those skills and services to individuals who otherwise wouldn't even realize that they needed them, but at an affordable rate.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. So, all right. So, you know, how when you got started, I mean, did you find you really liked it and that's what made you stay there? What was so appealing?
Yes, because it's rewarding, because it's challenging. And whenever, you know, something is very challenging and you succeed at it, you feel rewarded. But it is a service and it is an opportunity. I really get excited about public relations, whether it's nonprofit public relations, because that's what I bring to the table in the whole sports marketing mix,
mm-hmm.
is the public relations part of it. And whenever you're helping someone with their PR, you're providing a service that will ultimately impact their bottom line. It can really make a difference in terms of a business's bottom line and in terms of a person's lifestyle, the opportunities that you can attract into their lives. And the thing I find most rewarding with working with pro athletes is when they're booked to go to the various schools and talk to the students and give them, you know, words of wisdom, encourage them to stay in school. That's a very rewarding part of what I do in
mm-hmm.
terms of working with them. It's putting them in places and in front of faces where they can really make a difference. And they, yes, and then I'm helping to make a difference in their lives, and then they're helping to make a difference in other people's lives. Sports marketing is, I mean, it has many layers, and I just happened to choose the layer that would leverage my public relations skills, but sports marketing skills and talents and tools and techniques are needed by professional sports organizations, sporting equipment manufacturers and retailers. apparel, Nike, that's sports marketing, collectibles. Sports agents are essentially marketing sports. Then you have sports news. So there are many layers, colors, and flavors to sports marketing, and success lies in choosing one of those layers and really focusing on it and carving out a niche.
Okay.
And the thing that I really like about what I do is working with the athletes, you have an opportunity to glide through the various layers of sports marketing, because in working with an athlete, if he's active, you work with the professional sports organization, okay? And you book him for shows. That's the collectible market. You get him endorsements. That's apparel. As a publicist, you get him in the news. That's the sports news. So that's very exciting.
Okay. And what about for the ones that aren't active playing, but, you know, but there are pro players, you know,
Something that I'm currently earning my MBA online, and I had to choose a thesis, and my hypothesis is the whole phenomena of social networking has a clinical application, as well. We see people getting, you know, dates and jobs and business contracts and lots of different things like that utilizing social networking. But in my hypothesis is that social networking can has a clinical application that can assist retired professional athletes avoid a lot of the pitfalls that they encounter once they're unplugged from the game and the, quote, associated lifestyle. A lot of people think it's all about, oh, they retired and they didn't have any money. But a lot of these guys have money, but their problems stem from a loss of identity. They lose their agent. They lose their team. They're disconnected from their social network. It's almost like the trauma of leaving the military. And in many cases, it can be as extreme as leaving a cult, because they have they've been in it for so long, and then they're thrust into civilian life, is what I call it. Just imagine if you're always accustomed to going places and people are coming up to you and it's all about you, and then when you retire, nobody's really interested. You go into places, people don't necessarily recognize you. You make phone calls, people don't necessarily return those phone calls. So what I do with a retired player, they come to me at different stages in that process. I prefer to work with an athlete, let's say like Bubba McDowell and Marcus Robertson, who is currently a coach for the Tennessee Titans. I started working with Marcus when he was with the Oilers. But that puts me in a position to use my public relations skills and my general business skills to position them. But all too often, guys come to me who are already retired and in crises. And that's when I have to utilize my skills to devise a strategy that helps them to leverage what they've done into who they want to become, because at that point it's all about creating a new identity by springboarding what you used to do, professional sports. You can always parlay that alignment into something else. But what I start to do is focus on, let's create another identity, because I found that once they can find something else to do, to align themselves with, they don't feel so disconnected from the game and the lifestyle. And it gives them something else to talk about, and it gives them something else to be known for. But it's very challenging for retired athletes when, you know, they're no longer hearing the applause of the fan. I really want to stress that it's not all about the money. A lot of these guys lose their money because of the crises, the trauma of being disconnected with the game. And what I do is I keep them connected with the game by leveraging the fact that they played it into something new and something fresh that they can feel good about and talk about and contribute to and make a difference in the world.
Okay.
Does really my passion come through?
Yes, yes, it does. It
I
seems
really
interesting. You make it seem really interesting, really, really viable, and I think people take a look at it, you know, from a whole different standpoint, and it's probably really important that a lot of players consider that, you know, once they leave and don't feel just because they've left the game, it's all over. And so when we do see some of the biggest successes, I think, in men who learned how to parlay their sports game into other things, that's really when they become more successful and the most successful. And some of them is where they obtain some even more wealth by learning how to parlay the game into other ventures.
Yes, because some want broadcasting, sports broadcasting careers. They have the proper training because of college. Some of them simply want to be successful in business, and they can leverage what they did to attract prospects, open doors that otherwise wouldn't be opened if they didn't have that professional sports affiliation. So some of them want to get into coaching. I mean, that's not an automatic progression.
Yes.
Just because you play professional sports, it doesn't mean that you're going to get a coaching position.
Yeah.
And there are no guarantees with that. While you're in the game, that's why I like to work with them when they're active. It's important for you to make the proper connections with your teammates and with your coaches, because when you're no longer playing, those teammates may get jobs and they can call you up and tell you, hey, this team needs a coach or that team needs a coach, or your coach or coaches may get another job and need some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I wanted, and I'm really excited about the NFL, I launched my sports marketing practice with football, and the NFL has a minority coaching internship to encourage more African Americans to become NFL coaches, and I think that's really good. I'd like to see the other major sports, Major League Baseball and the NBA and hockey follow their lead, because it's those kinds of initiatives that will make a difference in terms of the mix of minorities versus Anglos in the professional sports coaching arena.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a moment, and we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and you're going to tell us about breaking into the industry. I mean, is it harder being black and black and female? I mean, are there a lot of blacks in the industry, in sports marketing, especially in as publicists?
Okay,
so
thank you. All
and
right.
And find out more.
Okay.
I have imparted in you a witty and much needed gift, an invention, and you shall go forth and you shall call it the lockdown. Now go, spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. To lock it down.
rock the lock down, rock the lock down, rock the lock down, lock them down. Rock the lock down, rock the lock down, rock the lock down, lock them down. Rock the lock down, rock the lock down, rock the lock down, lock them down. Rock the lock down, rock the lock down, rock the lock down, lock them down.
Today is sports marketing, and our special guest is Arlena, the e-publicist. Now, we've been learning who Arlena is, about what drove her to the industry, and her special focus on working with athletes, and the unique position that the retired athlete is in, and how she moves them from being retired into parlaying their career into a new career and business and, you know, totally re-identify them. And the nuances that go along and the psychological issues that happens to them when they leave the game and the fame. So now we're asking Arlena. Arlena is going to tell us about breaking into the industry and about being black and a woman in the industry. Is it, you know, harder, easier, or does it make a difference?
It's, as a professional, it all depends on, well, the first thing I want to say, because we're really real for your listeners today, there's one thing to be real and there's another thing to be really real, and what I want to, it all depends on where you want to enter, okay? The business of sports is as competitive as the game of sports, and it's, of course, we have just a finite number of professional sports organizations, and so within those professional sports organizations, from coaching all the way up to the head office, it's just a set number of jobs. It's pretty much a finite industry at any given time. It really is. And so what you need to do, just apply the same strategies that players use in order to win a Super Bowl or NBA championship. You've got to focus. Find out what it is. Yeah, what is it? Which layer of the professional sports industry as it relates to marketing that you want to become involved with? I'm an entrepreneur, but if you have a degree in communications, you could seek a job in a professional sports organization in the communications department. If you have a degree in marketing, there are ticket sales and different things like that. Take an inventory of who you are, what you like to do, and then look out within the professional sports industry for those opportunities to leverage your skills and talents. If you like sales, you like the fashion industry, you may go at it seeking a job with Nike in terms of the apparel market. But it's going to be extremely competitive. There aren't many African Americans who have been able to be patient and persistent enough to make that penetration. I can tell you that, first of all, you need passion. It needs to be something that you really, really need to do, even after you identify where you want to enter the market, the profession. Collectibles. Many people like to do events. As a publicist, even as a graphic artist, you can do web design. You can do sports sites. That's what I love about sports marketing. You can do events. You can work with athletes. You can market apparel. You can work within a professional sports organization. But it starts with finding out you, what you bring to the table, and what, because you really need to have passion for it, because it is very, very competitive. In terms of being a female?
Well, before we move on to the next stage, I just want to announce
okay.
We have a caller on the line from the 919 area code, and we want to bring our caller on.
Okay.
Well, hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name is Crystal, and I wanted to call in because I'm actually working with Arlena now.
All right.
Great. I just wanted to know if it was okay if I could, you know, tell my experience with her.
Yes, please do.
Okay. All right, well, my site is called theblackspotlight.com, and I'm working with Arlena. I contacted her because I wanted to increase my viewers, you know, get more traffic to my site and hopefully, you know, increase my income, you know, just generate from the site. So basically in just like 2 weeks, you know, it wasn't 2 months, 2 years, I mean, just in 2 weeks from taking the suggestions that, you know, she was telling me, I increased my viewership. My email marketing campaign just took off. You know, my list, you know, almost tripled, you know, in 2 weeks. And, of course, the money came, too, so that's always a plus. And also, and I haven't even been able to tell her this yet because it just came up the other day, but I just got a partnership with another company. So that's also going to increase a lot. So, and I wanted to actually thank her, you know, in front of all your viewers and, you know, your listeners. I wanted to tell her, you know, thank you for everything that she's done for me.
Oh,
wow.
So congratulations, Crystal.
Thank you.
And I like your site, Crystal. I've been there. I saw you joined the BBS Value Tour, and I checked out your site, and I really like it. I didn't get a chance to tell you to send you a note because I wanted to send it personally, not as the administrator of the site. But I really like your site. And
all right, thank you so much.
Yeah, but Crystal is, like, really smart, because the one thing that I wanted to tell you, this is such a timely conversation, Jacqueline, because just last night, Crystal is smart because she sought out a mentor. So I'm utilizing my skills and expertise as an e-publicist because I bring that to the table when I'm working with the athletes in terms of using technology to prepare, position, promote, and protect them. And so I, more than a service provider, I see myself as Crystal's mentor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to tell anyone who's looking to break into this industry because there are so few African Americans or blacks. There's so few women. You've got to look in the media, go on the internet, find you a mentor, somebody who's going to help you make the necessary connections, referrals, penetrations, spaces, places that you need in order to break into this industry. Because we're real here today. It's cliquish, okay? It's not easy to get, that's why it's not easy to get to pro athletes.
Okay.
It's not easy to get to the owners of professional sports teams. Sports is a very cliquish industry, okay? There are extreme barriers to entry. So what I wanted to say in terms of Crystal is applying a very great technique. That is, she sought me out as a mentor. Okay, and so I'm mentoring her. And the other thing is I got a call last night from a progressive African-American female who said, look, I have a master's in social work. I founded and I helped her to start an organization called Kids Money Mart, Inc. Here in Houston, it's an after-school program that helps middle school all the way up to high school students learn how to manage and invest money. And when they complete the program, each one of them receive a $25 and they open a checking account with it. But she said, hey, Arlena, you know, I've been in the education field. I want to break into the professional sports industry, marketing, and what I want to do is I want to work for Major League Baseball, and what I want to develop a program that utilizes professional baseball players in the community more than just making appearances, and that's really effective and appreciated too. But she wants to have like a special program that utilizes the and how do I do that, Arlena? You know, I'm a social. How do I do that? And I told her, I said, look, the very first thing you do is you go to the internet, go to Major League Baseball website, then visit each one of the teams that you wouldn't mind relocating to work for. I told her, but in the meantime, you really need to talk to someone in the industry. And there is an African-American female who works for the Houston Astros who started 7 years ago and has been promoted to Vice President of Community Affairs that I will hook you up with, and she'll have lunch with you and give you an up-close and personal view on how you can make the necessary penetration. So you've got to make contact with someone who's already in the industry at whatever layer that you want to enter. You see, yes, that's very key. Very key. Once you decide, make your, you know, do the inventory of your interests, your skills, your passion, and decide where you want to enter, then identify someone, an African American who's already there, and reach out to them. And they will help you. That is key. And in order to survive, you've got to be really good.
Okay, so we hear that. You know, first you need to be good at what you do, and you need to have passion, and it means you need to have knowledge. So definitely go seek knowledge and learn about it before you go approach anyone and show that you have no knowledge of at least. Because can I say this? Am I right to say this, Arlena? Even though you may not have been a sports fanatic when you entered the industry, you do know about sports, don't you?
Yes. The other thing is, yes, because what I did in order to survive in the industry is I diversified my client base. So I've worked at every level of sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, wrestling, boxing, that, and so what I had to do in order to be effective, even though I'm not a sports fan, I did have to learn the game, and that's why I advised the young lady who called me last night, go to the internet before you sit down and talk to someone about entering, you know, the industry. Do your research. And so, yes, I had to learn the game and the business of football. The learn the game and the business, because you need to know about those particular industries.
Yes.
Even the apparel industry. If you want to go and work for Nike, you need to have a general knowledge of that industry before you even seek out a mentor who is actually. There are so many different sports marketing positions within the whole Nike infrastructure, but my conversation is about professional athletes. Let's say you want to be the person who goes and, you know, like identifies individuals to give Nike endorsements to, because all of these guys get tennis shoe and apparel endorsements. Well, mm-hmm. Do your research, and in your research you will discover blacks who are in the industry, but it requires research in order to discover who they are. And just because when you look out on the landscape, they're not very visible, if you are courageous enough to, you know, enter the field, you'll find them between the branches. You'll find somebody who, and that somebody will help you. Yes, they may not be obvious. It's not, sports marketing isn't an industry that recruits African Americans. It's traditionally Anglo. And mm-hmm. so it has to be something that you want to do so passionately that you will do what you need to do to learn about the particular industry and actually seek out a mentor. That's very important. I'm going to tell anybody, it's very key. You need a hookup, point blank.
And
I didn't have a hookup. Let me tell you, I didn't. I say that because I didn't. I made history in Houston in 1995 when I decided that I wanted to utilize my public relations skills to target professional athletes. There was not one African-American sports agent, publicist, whatever, that I could go to. Not one. But I'm happy to say now that, it was very difficult to get that one athlete. And that's what I wanted to tell someone. Once you get that one job, once you get that one account, I don't care if you are a landscaper and marketing to professional athletes or marketing to the professional sports industry is part of your overall marketing mix, since we're talking about mix and it's something that you serve a target market that you've defined. Get that one client, because marketing to professional athletes or breaking into the professional sports marketing industry is like marketing to the affluent. They go by word of mouth, referral. My business is referral. It's not me going to, excuse me, listeners, hoochie mama parties or ball games waiting for them to come out. It's about I begged, used innovation, creativity. In fact, I had to call on someone who was already in the industry to come up with a strategy to finally convince one guy to give me a chance. And when I succeeded with that guy, all the others followed. So get that one account, get that one client, get that one opportunity, and give more than what is expected, and you will be able to thrive in the industry. But, you know, it's particularly challenging for women, and especially when you're working with retired athletes, because back in the day, females, I'm going to be real here, it was all about, you know, like sex, you know, mm-hmm. play things. Women simply were not agents, publicists. They didn't necessarily have positions in the head offices outside of being secretaries. When I'm working with, like, the 50-plus age group, because a lot of those guys need my help because they've already experienced a lot of the trauma and they need something that's going to help them to make a living.
Yeah.
And I really always have to get them in check because they have a very hard time dealing with a woman, a black woman from a business perspective. Now, younger guys, they don't have a problem because they're accustomed to seeing women in the head office, real estate people that they deal with. They don't have a problem making it strictly business. But the older retired athlete, it's very, very challenging. And I can tell you that I have a list of professional athletes that I did not work with because I did not want to compromise my morals. You have to be very, very strong, even as a man, when you're working in sports marketing, even as an athlete, because we've all read the stories, okay, about what happens to them when you fall to the temptations that the industry presents. It's a very sexy industry, but don't pull your clothes off and you will succeed.
Okay.
Don't pull your clothes off once you're in, and don't pull your clothes off to get in, because otherwise you'll be in it for a minute. Because they talk about the whole locker room thing. The sports industry has a locker room mentality. Like I said, it's all about word of mouth, and so it's very important for you to have a really good reputation. I definitely say that for women. I have had young women come to me and say, hey, how did you do this? I've given them winning strategies, everything from presenting business proposals to athletes, and they compromise themselves. And their dreams and their wishes and their ambitions didn't get anywhere because it's there's lots of temptation. I mean, come on. I mean, these people have beautiful bodies. I mean, it's sexy. You've got to be strong. That's the bottom line. You really do. You have to have a strong resistance to the flesh and be very, very businesslike. Not socialize with them. Not become their friend. Go to their parties and things like that. Separate yourself from them, and you will succeed. That's how you get respect. And don't approach professional athletes or the professional sports industry as a fan. Approach it as a professional.
Okay.
That is very key.
All right.
Is that good?
Valuable. It's more than good. It's valuable. And it's real. And that's what we
need
to do. Keep it real.
Yes, it's real.
I mean, and you encounter that a lot in different industries anyway. But we need women just to be straight up and to be real about it. You know, and how you approach, you know, and you need that. You really need that because I think a lot of women are used to experience it, but people don't talk about it. But I think it's a real eye-opener. And it's like it's not like you're too surprised because you even get that in standard business in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
You have always, especially dealing with men, because, I mean, there are a few, you know, companies and all, but still, it's a majority Anglo-Saxon, you know, white male world when you go into corporate America, and you have to present yourself in specific manners and know how to negotiate in order to get the job done.
Yes, because they really frown. I wanted to tell you, Jackie, let's say you get a position within a professional baseball organization, and you're working in the office, and it causes you to interface with the players. Well, they're going to frown on you socializing, getting involved with their players.
Mm-hmm.
But the temptation is there because, you, like you said, in business in general, you know, any female is going to encounter that. But it's like exponential in sports.
Yes, I can imagine.
It really is, and the temptation is there. I mean, these are, it's a sexy thing.
Yeah.
But don't pull your clothes off.
And I've even seen, I mean, my youngest stepson played pro ball, and when I even saw just when he came to the Meadowlands. When he went to the XFL, they were playing at the Meadowlands. They were Orlando Raiders, but they were playing whatever the Jersey team was. And just when a guy comes off the elevator, you know, like women, just, you know, like all these women from nowhere, you know, 1 minute there's nobody in the lobby. Let a player come, the elevator door and the player is on, it's like, oh my gosh, where did they come from? And they're surrounded and surrounded and surrounded. And then, you know, people are lounging in the bar and all. But also, too, I want to bring up the point about networking.
Yeah.
You know, about finding a mentor. This is where the value of networking comes in. And this is where the value of quality networking comes in. If you see anyone that's a good networker, including including you, Arlena, who I found is a great networker.
Thank you.
Whenever you see people who are good networkers, you will find that they do not bombard people with begging. They take the time to get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's all marketing is about. People don't understand. Marketing is about relationship building. Because the bottom line, people don't buy from strangers, and people don't buy what they don't know or understand. They just don't. So you have to build a relationship first. So when you first hit people with buy this, do this, blah, blah, you know, this and that, will you do this, when you haven't taken time to say hello, to get to know them, that's when you can defeat yourself. But when you do that online and offline, you will see the doors really open up. And another thing is you need to belong to organization. That's still part of your networking. Like, I belong to the National Alliance of Market Developers, and we have some of the most fabulous national conferences. And, like, this is, again, where you wouldn't think there were many blacks. But most corporations do have a black person in marketing in somewhat of an executive, you know, middle management to executive position.
That's true.
And these are the people that they send to our conferences. So this is where you get to network and meet people who are blacks in the industry. Now, understand, the president of the Nike brand, which comes under, forget the whole parent, but, no, the Jordan brand under Nike.
Yes.
President
of
the Jordan brand under Nike is a black man.
That's right.
He spoke a couple years ago at one of the convention that was here in Philadelphia. So there are opportunities. So in your networking on and offline, part of it is when you find out, belong to associations. Like one of the first things Arlena told you, she's a member of a sports association.
Yeah.
If you want to know how to get the people in the industry, that's how you do. You belong to industry organizations. And you see people excel, you generally belong to organizations associated with your profession. And that is another good marketing tool, but that is a way to find, like, search out blacks in sports marketing or blacks in sports associations to belong in, or women in, or, you know, if you're a man in, whatever. So just search out those industry organizations, find out how to become a member, and that's one good way to develop relationships, a great way to find mentors. And when you do network online, do it well.
Yes, and I wanted to tell you.
And belong to the top networking community.
Yes. Go for it, Jackie. Jacqueline. I always call her Jackie, you guys. I mean, I don't know. It's like this natural thing, but it's Jacqueline. You can't do that.
No, Jackie is fine. I just always start off with Jacqueline Taylor Adams because as Americans have a real really cling to nicknames.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
You know, if I start with Jackie, especially guys, they'll call you Jack. And I'll be like,
they'll call you Jack.
females, women is never a problem, but men, males, yeah, they think you say Jackie, and they're like, "Hey, what's up, Jack?" I tell you right now, my my youngest stepson, "Hey, Jack," that's what he says all the time.
But y'all wanted to say you've hit on something, and if I don't say this, it may escape me. But I've volunteered my services for the NFLPA, the National Football League. Players Association.
Yes.
And sometimes you can volunteer your services for professional sports-related organizations and get,
yes,
you know,
true.
Get to know people. Yeah, sometimes it's an industry that you're not necessarily a member of, but you can support what they do.
Mm, yeah, that's very true. Just like when my when Omar, my young stepson, was playing, you know, they have the moms. They got, you know, the Moms Association, you know the Players Association for the moms, and they send out the things and all. And, and you engage it. That's how you, you know, can begin to build connections. So there are many different ways, but I guess our basic lesson has been, you know, find your passion. It's a varied industry, so a lot of places, it offers a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
So find your passion, get to know, do your research, and then mm-hmm. seek out a mentor through networking, through calling, just through connecting. And, you know, check out the professional associations. You can volunteer with them.
Yes.
Whatever way, just network. And as Arlena has kept it real, women in the industry, it's an extremely sexy industry, women and men. You have to be careful. Keep your clothes
mm-hmm.
on.
Yes.
Just, you know, keep it business. You know, be mindful of being too social. And
that's true.
Do your best. Stay professional. See, I've learned. I've taken notes.
You have? Oh, that's wonderful. Now, also key in seeking out a mentor, take the time to find out about that person. Don't just see them, like, listening to me right now. Oh, Arlena, let me call her. Take the time to find out who Arlena is, what her background is. You know, a bit, like you said, it's about building a relationship. Find out who I am before you come to me and say, I would like for you to help me break into this industry. So find out about that person.
Yes. Arlena, on that note, can you let people know how to, if they want to reach out to you, how they can?
Yes. If they want to call me on the phone, they can reach me by calling 281-821-4222. My web address is arlena.com, arlena.com. My email address is arlena@gmail.com. And I bet people are saying, well, what is an e-publicist? Well, I blow you up along the information superhighway and in the real world, too.
All right. So, and Arlena's website is a wonderful resource site for whatever you're into. She gives great marketing tips about how to build a press room. You should just go there. It's www.arlena.com. That's www.arlena.com. So please go there, bookmark it. She keeps wonderful information. And you can see the value of the relationship, not just listening to her and her wealth of knowledge, but you had a testimony come on a line. I mean, can you say that you worked within 2 weeks' time, they've affected your bottom line? That's totally awesome. And
wow.
Arlena is co-chair of our PR and publicity committee for the Black Business Space Value Tour.
Yay!
So, so you can check her out there also if you really want to take a chance, take time to get to know her and interact with her. I'm going to tell you the best way to do it. Just go to www.bbsvaluetour.com. Again, that's www.bbsvaluetour.com. When you get there, seek out her group, which is Arlena. Just do a group search for Arlena. Her group will come up. She's also a sponsor of the tour. So when you go into her group, say, what can I do to help you? Yes. Help you make it happen. And I guarantee you that'll get her attention.
It sure will.
So you gain a lot of valuable experience, a lot of knowledge, and you'll be building a relationship all in the process.
That's right. And you come by way of the Black Business Space Value Tour, you will definitely get my attention because that is a cause and an effort that I hold very close to my heart. Now, I may not be a fan of sports, but I am a fan of the BBS Value Tour.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
and I'm also a Jacqueline Taylor Adams fan, too, by the way.
Well, you know I'm an Arlena fan. And I need to let people know, just really need to know this, I have never once met Arlena in person. And the only way I got to know her was through her exchanges on blackbusinessspace.com. And just for the connection, blackbusinessspace.com is the online community and a program of the National Black Business Trade Association. So you will always see that connector. And you can find the link right here on www.mastergrillradio.com on the profile page. You'll be able to link to everyone, and I will also add Arlena's link at the end of this show. So you'll be able to get to her site from here. So, but the main thing is just that Arlena joined Black Business Space, and I saw her communications. I reached out to her one time, and another person had reached out to her since she said when, and we asked the question when she joined the Value Tour, you know, how did you hear about it? She said, well, Jacqueline reached out to me and so-and-so reached out to me. But and then she came aboard there. But it's just following her exchange, I saw her. First you took notice of her, but she welcomes you so well. And like I always I say, and you'll even see that I posted, the person that makes you feel so special.
Oh, thank you.
So special. Feels take five words, but just make you feel special with what she says or an image she posts. So she's the one that makes you feel special.
And you know what, Jacqueline? I have a sincere desire to help as many women and as many blacks penetrate the sports marketing industry as I possibly can in my lifetime. So I'm committed to that. So anybody who's interested in that, do not hesitate to call on me. I will utilize my connections within the industry to help you achieve your goal.
Well, we're going to help one step further. Since you said that, Arlena, we're going to build a group on a Black Business Space Value Tour about breaking into the sports marketing industry.
Wow.
So if you're interested, come to bbsvaluetour.com, join our online community, and we're going to build the group there. And Arlena, of course, will be the moderator of that group. But it'll be your opportunity to post questions. You know, she'll post information like, you know, we spoke about the layers. So, you know, she'll post things. What are the layers? What are the areas? You know, what are different type of organizations?
Yes.
Well, you know, just different type of information, but you can, it can be like one of your first stops for research. You can ask questions. You had an opportunity to go network because we'll have that. And by showcasing that, we'll be in L.A. on June 14th. So we'll also put out information there, and there will be a slam for youth, for high school students. So we'll share that information. We're working to acquire some colleges that are sponsors. So we'll even ask them to share that information. We'll parlay this. See, this is where opportunity comes in, and this is where networking. We will offer this as an opportunity, as a class, as a review. It becomes a revenue-producing opportunity for all of us to these schools that we're aligning with.
Yes, and guess what, Jacqueline? You know, there's a professional sports connection with Bruce George, who we're rolling into the Los Angeles Black Book Expo featuring.
Well, I have to call today. I'm supposed to call Jim Brown today, so Bruce, you heard me.
Yes.
I'll make sure I call Jim.
Yes.
This radio show. But Jim Brown wrote the foreword. to the book, The Bandana Republic.
That's right.
A literary anthology by gang members and their affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Brown wrote the foreword, and he wrote a very moving foreword.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our featured authors on the tour is Bruce George, who co-edited the book and founded it. It was his idea. He put it together. He's the co-editor along with Luis Reyes Rivera. And it is known, it is a literary first. And don't think because gang members wrote it, it decreases the literary value. It is a phenomenal book, and it will definitely go down in the annals of great literary work.
Yes, but Jacqueline, I also wanted to tell your listeners that you may not be interested in doing what I do. You may be a service or a product provider, and I can also help you put together a strategy about how you can penetrate that particular market and have, you know, that industry become part of your client mix.
Definitely.
So like Bruce. Look what Bruce hooked up with.
That's one of the things.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the layer. So, because she said it's many different ways that you know that you can enter the industry. So again, it's finding your passion. You know, I do know a lot of people into fashion, but they can't design, and they can't draw. And I know of a couple young people like that. And I always told them merchandising, but I never thought this aspect of it through the sports marketing, and I think a lot of them would be interested. So this is just exciting, a wealth of information, so which means you can listen to the show over and over and over and over.
Yeah, but Bruce even saw the power of sports. I mean, you put sports with anything, but a lot of people would like to market their products and services, and I not only do I want to help more people become a part of the industry, but I'd also like to help more black business owners succeed in marketing their products and services to the industry.
Definitely. And the other opportunity that's afforded to us here, too, so for those blacks in business, whether you're small, sometimes we think just because we're small in business, we can't afford to do certain things. But I always find out with planning and negotiating, you will be surprised. You don't have to do everything. Like, to sponsor something doesn't mean you have to spend $10,000 to $1 million. That's not
mm-hmm.
necessary to sponsor things. You have
mm-hmm.
to understand what the concept of sponsorship is. And there are community events, all different type of things that you can sponsor. It's just the element of what a sponsorship offers you, which is multi levels of marketing at one time. So the
mm-hmm.
same amount of money you spend on an ad in a magazine or newspaper, you can parlay that into a sponsorship, which would just get you 500 times more exposure and hits, while at the same time where you're actually developing a relationship, and sometimes it can even be one-on-one with your target audience. So in that vein, Arlena has access to professional sports players, some active and some not active. But here again is an opportunity to align yourself with Arlene, and maybe you can use them as a spokesperson or to represent or as a sponsor or, a relationship with them to move your business forward or an event forward,
Yes.
Maybe they can be your official overall sports person, but you may have a cause or something that they're interested in or a product. Like one of our people on the team, we have Gary with his fabulous watches.
Yes.
He is getting mad feedback from, and he's out in San Jose, California, but from the industry. He's closing a deal on a movie right now, and the actors are like hype about wearing the watches.
Yes.
When you have a great product, you don't know the possibility. So, and then there becomes exchanges. And again, when you're real and authentic, and he let them know, like, look, this is where I am. I'm small in business, and this is where I am. They're like, well, look, we love your product, and we're willing to work with you. And so they negotiate it, and it's a wonderful exchange. And so don't limit yourself. Everything is possible.
Because there are ways that many people, members of BlackBusinessSpace.com and the Black Business Space Value Tour, can align themselves with the Super Bowl. It doesn't require like million-dollar advertising budgets. But there are ways that, yeah, that small business can do certain things in order to enjoy the power of sports.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So just let the wheels start turning, and that's what Arlene is here for. You know, definitely she blessed us by taking the time and coming and being my special guest. So I'd like you to support her in any way. Of course, she's available to acquire as a publicist for yourself, and you can see she's very knowledgeable as a publicist, period. Just as a publicist, she's very valuable and very knowledgeable and can do well for you. Then, you know, she has access to sports players in the sports industry, and, you know, see how you may can develop a relationship with her and align that where you both can support one another in business and move your businesses forward. So all the possibilities are there. If you're interested in the industry, want to learn more about getting into the industry, just go to www.arlena.com. You can get all her contact information from there. Again, I said her website alone is a resource tool.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Bookmark it. I was just excited when I went there.
Thank you.
And I instructed some other people to go there. Look, you need to go there. She breaks it out right there for you. So we're learning, we're growing. You know, life is exciting, and just grateful for people like you, Arlena, who just bring so much energy and knowledge and authentic, your authentic self to the table.
Thank you, because, you know, that's what I am today, like really real day. I'm really real for you today. I'm always real, but I'm really real for you today.
Okay. Well,
I like that, really real.
Yeah. Well, this has been an amazing program of the Media Mix Live Pill Team Marketing Madness, and it's been about sports and all the opportunities with sports marketing. And our special guest has been Arlena, the e-publicist. And you can connect with Arlena by going to www.arlena.com. And this is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. And here on Master Grill Radio, as always, we speak for you peace and love. And we're going to end because we're all about supporting the spoken word and the value and the power of the spoken word industry and moving it forward. So right now our theme has become Laurels by Talam A.C. And he is the hardest working man in spoken word. And this is from his CD, Underground Heavy. So we're going to close out on Talam A.C.'s Laurels. And, Arlene, I want to thank you again. And, oh, we forgot the proverbial question. If you had 30 seconds and the whole world listening, what would you say?
I would give people a list of books to read, and I can do that in 30 seconds. Okay, make sure you get a copy of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, a copy of the Bible, a copy of In the Eye of the Storm, a copy of The Science of Getting Rich, and a copy of The Celestine Prophecy. And always remember, say it and make it so.
Peace and love.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest. And it's not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else orders CDs thousands at a time? What about the cats just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and air time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.